KO4LAO. Jim here on this end. We've chatted before. How's your evening going?
Nothing, Dave. Nothing. I'm running out for a couple little groceries, which won't take me but 15 minutes. Not going to go shopping, really. Too late today.
To Polk County, but it looks like there's a little bit of weather in the way here. Maybe we'll see. You were breaking up just a little bit there.
It's antenna keeps coming loose. There's one thing keeps happening. Looks like it might rain, which if it does, may cool us off a little bit.
Yeah, pretty good sized storm. I'm headed kind of east southeast or east northeast, and looks like a lot of good rain in that.
Cool off. I've not been doing very well with this heat. Especially since I've never really had central air conditioning. Cool off your house with no air conditioners is not ideal.
As acclimated as I used to be to the heat, I spend a lot of time indoors in the summer here. Need to be getting out sweating a little bit more.
Toxins. Actually, to some degree, also the opposite. When I lived in Long Island, sometimes I'd go outdoors in like 20 or 30 degree weather, basically just wearing a pajama top, and, you know, whatever I had on, because, you know, you exercise and, you know, you go for a brisk walk in the cold. Exercise in the cold air is supposed to do something for you, for your cardiovascular system.
Just exposing your body to the cold is supposed to be pretty good. There's some tales of folks living in the Ural Mountains, I think, over in Russia there, that they don't have any hot water, and they've just been taking cold baths all their lives and have a pretty long longevity rate.
Question of either the people adapting to the climate or the other way around. I mean, you have to be pretty hardy to live there anyway, you know, up in the Ural Mountains. And what did I even hear? Get inside a cryostat, and liquid nitrogen is pumped in at like minus 200. Only for a second or two. Otherwise, you would freeze to death. But this tube, basically, and for a brief period, you would have this minus 200 degree air from a cryostat of, like, nitrogen sitting there. Not for too long, man. You're going to freeze. After about 5 or 10 seconds, you don't want to be there. But supposedly that was the other thing that was a fad for a while.
Do without. But the occasional cold shower, I think, is good for you.
I'm getting QRM. How much you want, I bet it's this fluorescent light that's here. Let me go to my first stop and I'll hop out real quick and I'll talk to you in a few. KD2BG.
Clear and monitor.
KO4LAO, W4DJ. Did you find the Woodman of the World?
KO4LAO here. Yeah, I did. Walked in the back door, like you said, and everybody in the room was facing that direction. So I'm like 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, and Ariel's going like, "Where have you been?" KO4LAO.
Well, I'm glad you got to make it. Now, at least you know where it is now for next time, so you won't be late next go around.
Got a pretty good ribbon there from Ariel, so I'll have to be more punctual next time. I thought I knew where I was going, and it was only 13 minutes away from where I lived, from Traveler's Rest down to Sulphur Springs Road. Then I got there and realized this is not the place I'm supposed to be at all. So I really appreciate you being able to point me in the right direction, but it all worked out just like you said it would.
All right, well, I won't keep you. Just curious how that ended. Anyway, take care. My dog's asking me for some supper. I guess it's 33 minutes past her supper time. Anyway, take care. I'm glad you made it there. KO4LAO, W4DJ, W clear.
W KO4LAO, take care. 7-3. KO4 LEO monitored.
FRM is gone now. Fluorescent lighting does it every time. Or no, I think neon lighting. The only thing worse I hear is that LED lighting.
This is KO4 LEO. I had a light the other night that was working in my shack, and I thought it was going, this is going to be a great cool LED light, but my QRM was way up, and every time I got around 6 megahertz, the light started flashing on and off.
What they're doing there, I guess there's some switching circuitry to go to direct current, since, you know, obviously an LED is a diode. I mean, I suppose they could. Yeah, LED bulbs are horrible, and those compact fluorescent bulbs probably almost as bad. And the old neon bulbs that you'll still see, because the power, there's some high frequency power source for those, maybe.
Yeah, I think it had to do with a switch, because it's one of those touch switches, you know. It wasn't a hard switch.
I mean, what, the LED bulbs? I think what, the LED, you know, an LED obviously is a diode, and LED wants direct current. So it's got to go from 120 volts AC to something. And that's all those high-frequency diodes and triacs and SCRs or whatever it is in there to get you some direct current to run the LED light bulb. So, you know, very efficient in terms of lighting, but really, really, really horrible in terms of RF noise, especially like somewhere, I'm guessing, 75 to 40 meters or, 20 meters, somewhere in that range. Really, really bad.
Yeah, I felt like I was in the twilight zone every time I was doing CW. Every now and then it would just click on, click off, click on, click off. And it was, if I wasn't in the middle of a Q-saw, I would have stopped and got rid of the thing.
If there's any real solution for that. Now, I have somewhere actual 12 or 24 volt LED bulbs, which probably don't have that circuitry. It's almost worthy to try wiring up something like a car battery, you know, for your LED lighting. But now that's too much work for too little problem. But, you know, if it fixes the problem, because I imagine on HF you got a horrible problem with LED bulbs.
I up one night and I didn't know why, but it that was the source of it.
Bulb incandescent bulbs. Now the compact fluorescent bulbs that they used to also sell, I don't know what those do. I imagine you need a higher voltage. There's a transformer in there somewhere. I don't know if those made a bunch of RF noise or not, but the LED bulbs definitely do. And on HF, it makes HF almost unusable. So, you know, switch back to incandescent bulbs.
I changed out the light altogether, and it works good. And I can see, and I don't have to worry about it shutting on and off anymore. Over.
Problem how? You went with a different LED bulb, or you got rid of them entirely?
You got a whole new light, and this one was digital too, but for some reason it didn't give. It was kind of one of those bright white lights, you know, and it didn't give off hardly any QRM, but it's got a hard switch on it, so it works really good.
Right, you were saying it had one of those capacitive switches on it. You know, that was a fad, I think, in the 70s. Touch the metal plate anywhere to turn the light on or off. Let's see, does that cause radio interference? That, I don't know. But yeah, those were fun. I don't know if they cause RF interference or not. You basically discharge a capacitor is what you're doing. The body of the light of the lamp is one plate of the capacitor.
The top of my head. But tell me your name again.
Bill Fleam, Echo November.
I remember talking to you before because I remember asking you, I think, something about if you'd ever been up around Ronkonkoma.
Hey, right. Yeah, actually I have. You're going maybe two-thirds of the way down the island, maybe further. Let's see, Ronkonkoma, near the near Republic Airport? Or am I wrong?
I had to go up and do a story on an FAA center up there when I was in the Air Force. And so I landed at LaGuardia, rented a car, and wound up driving up to Ronkonkoma, and the FAA facility is right across the street from the airport.
Airport. There's an actual airport, MacArthur Islip, which is, you know, a regular domestic and international airport. And there's a commercial airport, Republic Airport, you know, smaller planes or whatever. I'm trying to picture a map of Long Island in my head right now. Republic Airport, I think, is more toward, I think more toward, like, Bethpage. Islip might be Ronkonkoma. Islip MacArthur Airport.
Familiar. I think the FAA facility was right on the field. But what was memorable about it is it had a great diner right across the street, one of those metal silver diners, you know, and probably the best Reuben sandwich and cheesecake I ever had.
Ford Diner? Was that the actual name? There is a diner there. No, I'm thinking of another airport. I don't know, man. Lots of airports. New York City's got, like, four major airports. Yeah, there was one of those, like, 1950s, like, roadside, you know, chromium-plated metal diners.
I decided I'd try the local cuisine, and so I dived into that, and I thought I was going to die of a heart attack later that night.
Good Reuben. Or even what you got to get if you're ever back in the New York City area is you got to go to Katz's Deli in Lower Manhattan. You know, they've got a basically a world-famous pastrami sandwich. The pastrami sandwich or the brisket, either one. Either one is good. You know, there's the walls are adored with photographs of all the famous celebrities that have eaten there. There's Katz's and there's Carnegie Deli. You know, either one. But, yeah, I went there once. There's, like, a line going out the door around the block to get in the place. And this was probably not during the main lunch or dinner hour. They don't take reservations, as far as I know. You know, just show up and wait in line.
Dad was great, and the cheesecake was even better. So it was a great thing to go do. But that would have been like 94, 95, somewhere around in there.
Yeah, in fact, for the food. And, oh, you got that great southern cooking down south. Track that. You southerners know nothing about cooking. Give me a damn pastrami sandwich or a slice of New York pizza, you know, or probably the East Coast's best Chinese food. That's, you know, there's almost too many places to eat. Yeah, maybe that's the disadvantage. If I stayed there, I'd weigh like 400 pounds by now.
Certainly a nice place to visit anyways. Glenn, I'm going to have to say 73 to you. I got to run. But it was a good talk. Good to talk to you again. and hope to see you down the way. This is KO4 LAO. I'll be clear.
KO82 VNG 73s. And yeah, I got to get a few things out of the store, so we'll talk to you later.
KO4 NXY David.
Sign again.
4 NXY.
NXY KO4 LAO. David, as I was telling Glenn there, I got to run, but just thought I'd come back and let you know you got a great signal. I'm up here by Blue Ridge High School. KO4 LAO.
KO4 LAO. Glad to hear that. Got a Kenwood TS 2000 going up about 50 foot up the tower to a dual band antenna. And I'm in southern Greenville County, so I'm not a long way from the repeater. Y'all have a good evening, and sometime when you're going to be around a little longer, I'll talk to you a little bit longer. KF4NXY, I'm clear on yours.
KO4LAO clear.
W4DJW mobile.